Joy Harjo says the South has a lot of underappreciated Native American history. The U.S. Poet Laureate says, on top of that, Southerners also overlook even more of the Native American present. And so pushing back against that narrative is one of the aims of her new book. I'm Grant Blankenship. I spoke to Joy Harjo ahead of a poetry reading in Macon. Joy Harjo has read her poetry in Macon before. It was 20 or so years ago, and back then she was struck by something in the audience.
Everything was black and white. There was no brown. I mean, of course, black is brown. All colors, black and white, are all colors of brown.
What she means is that as far as she could tell, she was the only Native person in the room.
So it was interesting because I felt when I read and what I spoke of was like somebody coming from outer space.
Of course, Joy Harjo is hardly from outer space. Go back far enough on the Hidjetis side of her family, and she's from what we now call Okmulgee Mounds National Historical Park on the east side of Macon. And she says this just goes to show that Native history is Southern history, even if people are unaware that there are still Southerners who are also Indigenous people.
We're trying to counter that. And so my position, you know, of being a poet, you know, like, wait a minute, there are poets too, and there are still Muscogee people.
Harjo is Muscogee. And reminding people of that simple fact, and that she is vibrantly alive, have been major themes in her work for decades. And they're front and center in her recently published book, her first in her time as poet laureate, called An American Sunrise. The seed for it was planted when she took a temporary position at the University of Tennessee a while back, in part to live closer to the historic Muscogee homelands. She and her husband made a lot of trips.
I even found a house near Columbus, Georgia, that had belonged to one of, you know, our family members, my family members.
And so at the end of the position, and touring the Muscogee homelands,
I stood out and looked at the trees, and my spirit asked me, what did you learn here?
And the answers to that are the poems in An American Sunrise.
These poems are about removal. They're about the love of a place and how we don't forget those places.
You may know Removal as the Trail of Tears, where President Andrew Jackson, flouting a ruling of the Supreme Court, began the forced migration of 80,000 Native people and thousands of enslaved African Americans from the South to what would become Oklahoma. Many thousands would die over the next decade. In An American Sunrise, Harjo moves back and forth between Oklahoma, where she was born, and the South from which her ancestors were forced to leave.
Those trees and those lands and even the Okmulgee Mounds, all of that is built into the whole structure of our Muscogee language. It's built into, you know, it's part of our mythological structure or historical structure. So that book is my way of, to try to make sense of it or to speak about it in the way that I know how.
In her poems, Harjo suggests the Trail of Tears isn't even over yet. She says today it winds from Central and South America to the southern U.S. border, where President Trump is building a wall. So when Trump hung a portrait of Andrew Jackson on the Oval Office wall, there was to her an unmistakable resonance. That manifests in the call and response of the poem, Advice to Countries Advanced, Developing, and Falling.
A country is a person.
Then the response.
A country is a noun to be bought and sold. I have a deed.
It's the back and forth that led to Indian removal.
It's like going back and forth between two different opposing ways of seeing and understanding land and power. The political atmosphere is very similar now to then.
Because, like Joy Harjo says, Indian history is American history. Joy Harjo reads her poetry at the Okmulgee Mounds National Historical Park in Macon on Wednesday, February 19th, and at the Carson McCullers Festival in Columbus on Friday, February 21st, and on Saturday, the 22nd. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.